This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Among the many terrible long-term effects of the COVID pandemic has been the increase in homelessness. Home prices have soared as incomes have stagnated. And homelessness has reached crisis levels in many cities, including, and maybe most notably, Los Angeles. For decades, Los Angeles has had a housing shortage, but with each crisis, first the crash in 2008, and now with the pandemic, the market has become more restrictive than before. Contributor Francesca Mari reported for us on an unusual situation that's emerged there, house sitting as gig work. These are people, mostly without homes of their own, who are hired to protect empty houses that are being flipped on the real estate market.
Hey, Augustus.
Hey.
How are you?
All right.
How long has it been since I last saw you?
It's been a while.
Augustus Evans calls house-sitting shelter with pay. Francesca Mari recently visited Evans in a one-story house, a double-wide in Hemet, about 2 hours from Los Angeles.
Come on in. I'm going to give you a tour of the lifestyle of your life, right? So, this is the kitchen. Everything has been redone. New appliances. It's going on the market probably like in a week or so.
Augustus has been living here since December.
So, this is the living room here. And this right here, I guess this right here, this is the dining room, but I kind of use this for my little office setup. Got a nice, wonderful view here. You know, I'm surrounded with mountains. And it's absolutely quiet and peaceful all the time, as, you know, as it always is, you know, when I'm doing house sitting.
The walls have been painted cream and the floor is redone with wood laminate, but they sound hollow as we walk, and one window still has graffiti scrawled across it. When Augustus first got here, it was occupied by squatters.
All of this right here was junk.
Wow,
old barbecue pits, furniture, old furniture. Every one of these rooms, broke down vehicles all around the property. The whole population here was smoking crystal meth. I mean, it was tables and raggedy furniture in every room. Fish tank all the way across.
And, fish tanks?
Yeah, aquarium, you know, one of them. The bathroom was destroyed. I had to drive a dozen people out of here. You know, half of them looked like they'd been drinking a gallon of lemon juice, but I couldn't help that because I was, you know, under instruction from the people I worked for. This right here is a bedroom here. This is one of the first bedrooms, and I use this right here for myself personally.
Why did you choose that room to be your bedroom?
Well, because I can see out that window. When I could see out that window, the whole park and the whole area, because that's where you have most activity and drama coming from. And I have my little...
Oh, my God, what the hell is that?
My little toy.
Oh, God.
It's a weapon.
What is it?
It's a gun. It's not real. But it does look real, don't it? But see, when I wave that, if somebody come and pray, I just turn the light on and put my hand up there like that, and they stop. They run.
In his first week here, Augustus was burglarized. He lost his computer, printer, phone, and notebooks full of his writing. Being robbed is almost a part of the job. He's paid by a house-sitting outfit called Weekend Warriors, and they're contracted by a real estate company, Wedgwood. They provide security while the house is renovated, staged, sold, and inspected. It's solitary, restrictive work. He can't leave the property, only quick trips to the grocery store or laundromat, no guests. Augustus has lived in more than 20 houses in the last 7 years. 24/7 house-sitting pays $800 a month. It works out to a little more than a dollar an hour.
Who are you mostly guarding the houses from?
From the people who would break in. I would say that would be your homeless and your drug addicts.
Does it ever feel complicated for you being homeless yourself to kick out other homeless people?
No. I'm not kicking them out. I'm keeping them from damaging a property where money is being invested to improve the property and to qualify it for to be purchased.
Augustus grew up in Arkansas, one of 10 children born to sharecroppers. He picked cotton as a child until his family moved to California. In his teens, he was arrested for selling heroin and landed in juvenile detention. As an adult, he tried to open a martial arts academy, but no bank would give him a loan. Then in his 30s, a friend invited him to participate in what became, at the time, the biggest bank robbery in Los Angeles history. He spent 7 years in prison for it and immersed himself in reading and writing poetry. He especially loved the trio The Last Poets.
Selfish desires are burning like fires among those who hoard the gold as they continue to keep the people asleep and the truth from being told. A racism and greed will keep the people in need from getting what's rightfully theirs. Cheating, stealing, and double dealing as they exploit the people's fears. And now Dow Jones owns the people's homes and all the surrounding land, buying and selling a dear humble dwelling in the name of the master plan.
But his love of poetry, along with a felony record, didn't help him get a job.
I came out and put in applications, and it's almost like, you know, when you got to check that box down at the bottom, you know, have you ever had a felony and then see if you lie about it? So they got a whole list of things I can't do as an ex-con. I cannot become an insurance agent. I cannot become a real estate agent. I cannot work for no financial institution. I wanted to learn how to sell insurance and real estate. I wanted to be a property manager. And so when I go in and, you know, I fill out the application, as I was leaving out of the office, I had forgot something. So I ran back, you know, to the office. And as I opened the door of the office, I'm looking at the two people that gave me the application laughing. Oh, they're cracking up and dropping my application in the trash. And that's when ladies say, we don't hire people that ex-cons. And it dawned on me that I got dreams and visions, you know. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna focus on finishing up my book. And so that's when I became dedicated to completing my book, completing my writing.
Augustus was married and he has 3 children. In 2010, his wife asked for a divorce. After their divorce was finalized, he put his belongings in a trash bag and walked out with no real plan other than to sleep in a train station. For 2 years, he crashed in the back room of his friend's store. Then one day, he heard about house-sitting from a customer.
He was a house-sitter, too. And he told me about it. You can live in luxury and all that, you know, until they sell it. I said, man, that sounds good. That sounds real good. And he said, I'll call the lady right now.
4 hours later, Augustus was driven to his first gig, a triplex in Riverside, east of Los Angeles.
Oh, it was tore up. All three of them messed up. She gave me an air mattress, a refrigerator, a microwave, and $50 to buy me some food to start with. You know, I got shelter, real shelter, with pay. I was so happy to be at a place, you know, and I'm in the... And that's when my first computer was stolen. See, I know what I'm signing up for. If it wasn't for homeless people on drugs, if it wasn't for drug addicts breaking into homes, there would be no need for house setters.
Augustus works for a real estate company, but he also totally understands that real estate companies are part of what's making it so hard for almost everyone to afford housing.
This place, they're going to sell this right here for probably for $200,000, and I'm looking at it, you know, at the most $100,000, you know, is that it's actually worth. But because, you know, when you walk in there, if you notice, it's like you're walking on the waves of the ocean. Because it's a trailer house, and the cheap wooding that they did for the floor, I saw the guy put it in there. They spend maybe say $10,000 to fix this up, but they gonna sell it for, you know, where they make a profit of, you know, $100,000 profit. Otherwise, why are they in the business of doing it? They know the people going to default on the loan. They're going to end up foreclosing. They're going to be taking it back. So the people lose their money. Then interest rate on everything is sky high. And they're so greedy. You got a lot of places that's boarded up. And if they're saying that it ain't enough space, it ain't enough room, that's not true. Because you can ride miles and miles and miles and see nothing but open land or empty space. But it's what it comes down to is what kind of compassion do they have is in the heart of the people who's running things. People don't have sympathy on you when you ain't got no place to go and ain't got the money to pay for it. Yeah. And the evidence of it is 70% of the people down there, of the homeless population, look like me and you. And they got children out there too. And the city don't give a damn.
Start of the pandemic, home prices in Los Angeles and around the country have increased. Many people have newly fallen into homelessness. That's startling, because already, before the pandemic, there were more than 66,000 unhoused people in Los Angeles County alone.
Do you consider yourself homeless right now?
Do I consider myself homeless? At this moment, I am homeless. I don't own a home. If there's a way to still be at peace, to still be able to contribute, still be able to raise my boys without friction, then I take that way. House sitting served me well. You know, and I haven't had to go without being in a house for 8 years, with the exception of about 2 weeks and a couple of times, 2 days. I slept in my truck for 2 days, get a phone call, I got a house for you. What's the address? Text it to me, on my way.
Wait, so what's your plan? Like, where would you like to move?
I ain't say I'd be house sitting forever. If I look for one for myself, I'd probably end up just getting a one bedroom. I would look for something that's $1,000. You know, it don't have to be in no exclusive neighborhood if I just really want to get an apartment. I saw a house over there in Beverly Hills, you know, off of Roxbury, Cherokee. And it was actually for rent. They wanted $7,000 a month for it.
Oh my God.
Thank you. One time, Augustus and I were sitting in my car, and I offered to show him how to use Craigslist so that he could search for places on his own. His only other option seemed to be getting on a list for affordable senior housing.
See how it says search for apartments housing?
Uh-huh.
Click there.
Now I have Compton here, right? What's the next thing I punch?
Just scroll.
Oh, you scroll? Oh!
That one's cute. Look at this one. This one's cute. Look at that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure. You know what? $2,000 a month? $1,500 a month, you say?
$1,000.
Okay.
Let's see if we can find anything for $1,000 a month.
Yeah, because you can't even get a single for $1,000.
No. All right, can't get anything for $1,000.
Yeah,
so you got to get on that senior housing.
Or I got to get out there and sell me some books.
Augustus dreams of breaking into publishing.
Finally learned that there's a way to hustle and get rich legally. Sell a million books. At $20 a pop. Do it inside of a year or two. I'm going to do whatever I need to do to generate legally millions to prove that it could be done. I was born and raised a slave, but I'm not going to die one.
That idea might seem far-fetched, but he wasn't having any luck with senior housing. I followed up with him a while later, and he told me about the wait list.
You know, senior housing list is like 5 to 10 years long.
Are you going to be sad to leave this place?
No. It's all going to be the same. You know, when it comes to me, I'm still the same planet Earth. I'm on the third planet from the sun. And I'm just rocking. You feel me? So this is kind of like an experience or a poem I wrote. Another episode, another experience, another thrill, and another year. See, as time passes us by, what can we will? Will we ever wish for the days that are rolling over our heads? Will a time ever come that we all should dread? Or will we miss the things in passing moments? It's just another episode, another experience, another thrill, and another year. When will the day come that our battle for love is won? Everybody was born to enjoy their freedom. Everybody was born to enjoy success. If this means happiness. But what do we know? It's just another episode, another experience, another thrill, and another year.
Thank you.
Hey, man, thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Augustus Evans. When we last checked in with him, he was house-sitting in Oxnard, California, and he spoke with Francesca Mari.
Mr. Inca, come on in. Hey, Mr. Inca, you're my best friend. Please don't just stand outside. Come right on in. Mr. Inca. Yeah. You know, it's been hard for me to think, because I know I don't have no more money in the bank. I wake up in the morning facing all kinds of odds, trying to do everything I can. Find myself a job, miss the income. Please don't just stand outside. Come right on in. My pockets are empty and I'm ready to win. Get me a brand new Mercedes Benz and ride through the wind. Mr. Income, please don't just stand outside. Come right on in. Huh?
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.